Hello and welcome to the Lincoln County Gardener, a weekly segment broadcast on KYAQ Newport, where the Lincoln County Master Gardeners bring you weekly conversations on a variety of gardening topics. Master Gardeners are local community members trained in scientifically based gardening techniques by Oregon State University Extension Service, so we'll be sharing research-based and locally relevant information.
Well, I'm Larry King. I'm a Master Gardener. This week I have Kathy Burke and Terry DeYoung from the Lincoln City Demonstration Garden along with a very special topic. Kathy, welcome on board. Would you like to tell us a little bit about this special project that's going on?
Thanks, Larry. I'd love to. We have three demonstration gardens in the county. And one is in Waldport, one is in South Beach, and ours is in Lincoln City. The garden leaders got together and talked about what could we do that would bring people into our gardens and also help them to start their own gardens. And particularly, we're focusing on vegetable gardens. And so we've called our series, Grow Your Own.
Sweet.
And so we're going to talk about this five-part series, and each of the series classes will be offered in each of the gardens at a different day and time to create access for people who maybe are working or work in the evening. We have weekend classes, we have evening classes for people to begin to start planning their vegetable gardens.
Sweet. Now, of course, I gotta ask. Some people don't even think you can grow vegetables on the Oregon coast, but obviously they're wrong.
Well, you certainly can grow vegetables on the Oregon coast. The question is, how close to the water are you?
Oh.
And can you find a place where you have some heat, some sun? And we have our challenges right on the coast. Now, if you're further inland, that may be easier. It also depends on what vegetables you want to grow. And so that can make a huge difference in whether you're successful or not in your gardening.
Gotcha. So you mentioned five different classes. I'm very curious. Can you give me just a little bit of information about each one?
Sure. Terry, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we start things off in February with a class on how to read and understand a seed catalog, and not just a paper seed catalog, but a lot of folks order online, so we'll look at that avenue too. A lot of people might not realize how much information seed catalogs offer, and they can really help guide you into the right selection so you'll be most successful with the plants that you choose to grow.
Sweet.
The second class in our series is planning your vegetable garden. You get your seed catalogs in the mail, and then you go, I want to grow this, and I want to grow that, and oh my gosh, look at the beautiful pictures of these things, and start craving all of those wonderful vegetables. And so looking at where on your property can you grow them, maybe you live in an apartment, maybe you have a condo, maybe you have a north-facing yard, and so where can you find the places to grow that garden? And what do you need to do to overcome the challenges that we have in coastal gardening? And those challenges include the temperature, the amount of sun, the fog that we have, our very short growing season, our wind. Terry, what else do we have?
Our slugs, our deer.
I was going to say, I remember in your garden, you had a deer that was munching on things last time I was out there.
Yeah, we do. And so the second in the series will cover planning your garden, choosing vegetables to grow in your garden, and choosing locations to place your garden.
And then we go into the third chapter of the series, and that one is a little more hands-on. That one will cover seed starting. And one of the techniques that a lot of folks use along the coast to help out for the short growing season is starting seeds indoors. So we'll kind of cover how to do that, what equipment might be necessary, what seeds work best for starting indoors, and what seeds, you know, would prefer to be direct planted into your garden. And then we'll have a little hands-on where we actually plant some seeds and the attendees will be able to take home a little window garden of their own.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Very sweet. Yeah. Now, would you say this is for even a complete novice, or is it someone that you would hope would have some experience in the garden?
We would welcome anyone, but we'll be gearing it towards someone with very limited experience.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah. So even a first-time gardener
absolutely
would feel welcome.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, and the fourth in our series will be actually, what are you going to do now with this plant? So whether you start your plants from seed or you go to a nursery and purchase already started plants, how do you make the best use of your garden to put them in your garden and encourage them to grow? And what are the things that are going to support their growth while you're waiting for them to give you fruit or whatever it is that you're going to get from those plants? So actually planting in the garden, and it will be weather dependent at that point, but we may actually go out and put some things into the Master Gardener demonstration garden so that people can have an actual hands-on experience.
Lovely.
Of placing things and looking at soil amendments and tools they might like to have available to them for planting. We'll also be talking about things you can do to help your garden through the summer, such as mulching, fertilizing, some other pieces of gardening that can go with that. Watering is quite important. So
this segment then is, it really helps you through the growing season.
Yeah, that one's geared toward the growing season.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
And then the final episode of the series kind of covers the inevitable problems that may arise.
What? Problems?
there's the diseases and pests that we all experience, but we'll try to cover how we have found to deal with the problems, whether they be pests or a lot of the diseases that occur along the coast.
Sweet.
And we're very excited because we have two specialists coming to discuss those things, and they'll be doing a session at each of the three different gardens, and that would be Mary Jane Bonelitz and Janice Smith, who are very well versed in pest control and disease management in plants.
Sweet, sweet. So I'm kind of curious, let's say I'm kind of like me and I have this idea of what I'd like to grow. Will there be some coaching on whether that's even reasonable to grow where I live?
Absolutely. We'll be looking at what varieties. I mean, you can probably grow almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just may need to choose the best variety of that particular vegetable to make it successful in your garden. We'll definitely be coaching people to do that. One of the reasons that I got into gardening and I moved here from a very warm place is because I couldn't get any tomatoes to ripen in time to have them for anything other than green tomatoes. And so, you know, learning.
You can only have too many fried green tomatoes, right?
Yeah. And so learning about the different varieties that have shorter growing seasons and learning about different ways to coach them into being has been just eye-opening and really wonderful. And so we have some great tricks and tips for people to use in their home gardens.
Sweet.
And we'll be talking about things, season extenders. So again, starting your plants indoors ahead of time, using row covers to warm up the soil.
Oh, sweet.
And to protect your plants from pests. And you can even do a little talking about hand pollinating if people are interested in that.
Oh, how
getting
fun.
Things to grow and greenhouses and what. Mm-hmm. Might be the pluses and minuses of having a greenhouse.
One other point of curiosity that I have, I went onto the website and kind of looked at the sign-up sheets, and it wasn't clear to me whether it's 5 classes or if you could kind of pick or choose. I'm thinking if I'm a new person, I might want to just take them all.
Yeah, I think taking them all would be a great step for a new person. They are independent. You know, they're very episodic. You can just drop in for one if one particular class interests you more than others. But yeah, I think for someone new, it would be advisable to try to catch as many as you can.
Yeah, it's set up as a series, and it's set up in the time. But when you register, you're only registering for one class, not the series.
I see.
And so you would want to register. And a couple of the classes that are later, we don't have firm dates for yet. And so that will be coming to the website as soon as we have those dates available. I think the biggest benefit is these are all free of charge.
So it gets better and better.
Yeah, and we want people to come, and we want to share our knowledge and encourage people to have their own sustainable vegetable garden.
I love it. Well, especially in this time, I know there's food insecurity across a lot of America right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
This really speaks towards people being able to take control of their own diets, which
absolutely.
I love.
Just a thing that you reminded me of is they are being held at multiple gardens. And when you register, you can select various gardens. You don't have to attend all of them at the Lincoln City Garden. If South Beach is more convenient for you for a particular month, that's fine.
Well, in that way, too, if like maybe I missed one garden, I could make it up.
And again, we've tried to vary the days and the times, days of the week and times of the day that they're offered, so that we can accommodate as many people as possible at a good time and day.
Well, I'm excited. Sign me up. Actually, I guess that's my only other question. How would I go about signing up for them?
Okay, you can go to the website, ORCOASTMGA. That's Oregon Coast Master Gardener Association. Again, ORCOASTMGA.org/grow-your-own. That would get you signed up.
Sweet. Free of cost.
Free of charge.
I love it.
No cap on how many people can attend. So bring friends, bring family.
Well, thank you both for being here today. I really appreciate this.
We're very excited. It's the first time we've undertaken an enterprise to do a series in all of the gardens, you know, a repeated series like that. So
very exciting. Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Now for some seasonal gardening tips. Talking about seed catalogs and planting seeds reminds me that I have a bunch of seed catalogs at my house right now, and I'm in the process of figuring out what I'm going to grow in my garden this year. One tip that I have for you is that Lincoln County, Oregon, it does benefit from a long but a cool growing season. So it lasts approximately 190 to 250 days, and that's largely influenced by the mild climate. So the frost-free season, late spring, April and May, to late fall, October and November, allowing for cool season crops to thrive and extend sometimes year-round. Okay, so great for cool season crops, but what about tomatoes? What about our warm season vegetables? The seed packets will often have a label that says days to maturity. So for instance, if you have a tomato that says 150 days to maturity, that's something that you probably don't want to try growing on the Oregon coast. Our seasons start off too cold and don't ramp up for warm weather things often until June or July. So you want to be able to fit those days to maturity comfortably within our window of growth. The seasons here start off pretty cold and end pretty chilly at night, and those are things that warm weather vegetables do not tolerate.
That's it for our program this week, but tune in for future broadcasts on KYAQ Newport. You can find out how to contact us with all your gardening questions on our website, www.orcoastmga.org, where we'll also be putting these episodes after they air if you need another listen. We'd also love to hear your subject suggestions for future episodes of the Lincoln County Gardener. This broadcast is created by the Lincoln County Master Gardener Association, who work in collaboration with the Oregon State University Extension Services. Until next time, happy gardening!